WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane here, back with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life. Ever feel like your mind's a hamster wheel just going round and round? Thoughts swirling, anxieties popping up like unwelcome guests, and you're left feeling more confused than enlightened. Well, guess what? You're not alone. That's where self-reflection comes in, but here's the catch. We often get caught in the overthinking trap. To date, we are diving deep into how to practice self-reflection without spiraling into a vortex of what-ifs and endless mental chatter. First things first, let's break down why self-reflection is so crucial in this fast-paced world. Think about it. You're constantly bombarded with information, opinions, and demands. It's like living in a sensory overload. Without taking the time to step back and truly assess your thoughts and feelings, it's easy to get swept away by the current. Self-reflection is like hitting the pause button, giving yourself space to breathe, understand your motivations, and make conscious decisions that align with your values. It's about cultivating that inner compass, knowing who you are and what truly matters to you. Now, here are five key takeaways to help you master the art of self-reflection without getting lost in a labyrinth of overthinking. 1. Start small. Don't pressure yourself into hours-long introspective sessions right away. Begin with just 5 minutes, 10 minutes each day. Think of it like exercising your brain muscle. Start slow and gradually build up your capacity for reflection. Find a quiet space, maybe light a candle, sip some calming tea, and simply focus on your breath. As you breathe in, notice any thoughts or feelings that arise. As you breathe out, let them go without judgment. 2. Journaling magic. Grab a notebook and unleash the power of words. Write down your thoughts, feelings, experiences, whatever comes to mind. Don't worry about grammar, structure, or even making sense. Just let it flow freely. Journaling helps you process emotions, identify patterns in your thinking, and gain clarity on what's truly important to you. 3. The power of mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment. Notice the sensations around you, the warmth of the sun, the sound of birds chirping, the taste of your coffee. By grounding yourself in the here and now, you can break free from ruminating on the past or worrying about the future. 4. Embrace imperfection. Self-reflection isn't about achieving some perfect state of inner peace. It's a journey, and it's okay to have messy thoughts and emotions. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your struggles, and celebrate your progress along the way. Remember, even small steps forward are victories worth celebrating. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go on this journey alone. Talking to trusted friends, family members, or a therapist can provide valuable insights and support. Sharing your thoughts and feelings with others can help you gain perspective, feel less isolated, and develop coping mechanisms for dealing with challenging emotions. Think about that time when you were super stressed about a big project or presentation. Your mind probably raced with what-ifs and worst-case scenarios, right? Maybe you even went down the rabbit hole of overanalyzing every little detail. That's where self-reflection can come in handy. Instead of getting caught in that spiral, take a few moments to breathe, acknowledge your feelings of anxiety, and then ask yourself, what are some things they can control in this situation? Maybe you could break down the project into smaller tasks, set realistic deadlines, or practice your presentation beforehand. By focusing on what you can influence, you shift your energy from worry to action, which empowers you to handle the challenge more effectively. Self-reflection isn't just some esoteric practice reserved for monks and philosophers. It's a powerful tool that anyone can use to navigate the ups and downs of life with greater clarity, purpose, and resilience. Remember, it's about taking those intentional pauses, embracing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and using them as stepping stones towards personal growth. So, my fellow Stoics in training, I challenge you to start incorporating these practices into your daily routine. Even just a few minutes of mindful reflection can make a world of difference. Remember, it's not about achieving perfection, it's about progress. Keep pushing forward, keep learning, and keep growing. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.